Hello, everybody. I'm Bruce Kyle. I'm an architect evangelist with Microsoft, and I'm here today with Kevin Jacobson, who's a product manager with ProModel. Kevin, can you tell us a little bit about what you guys do here at ProModel?
Yes. So here at ProModel, we create simulation software to help businesses solve complex problems.
Cool. What kind of stack do you guys work on? What are the different components, Microsoft components, and kind of how do you fit into those?
Exactly.
What's your high-level architecture?
So I'm the product manager for a product called Enterprise Portfolio Simulator. And what we do is we create simulations on project portfolios. So what we do is we sit on top of Microsoft Project Server, and we are a client-server application currently using Windows Server 2008 R2 as our recommended server application. And we also are primarily an ASP.NET application and migrating into Silverlight. So we're a hybrid solution right now, ASP.NET and Silverlight.
So what kind of challenges did you find when you were putting all that entire stack together?
Well, we had a thick client solution. So when we migrated to a client server solution, we found it difficult to first come up to speed on a client server architecture, separating out our layers better, learning Silverlight and really becoming familiar with the XAML language in order to present the information we typically shown in a WinForms, forms, only to show it now in a browser.
So what kinds of things helped you? What DevKit, or how did you guys go about learning it?
Yeah, well, we start with the SDKs, and also Visual Studio was a lot of help using some of their built-in templates in order to get started. In addition to that, some of other areas of our business had some experience with the client server, so we could leverage some of that. And then a lot of trial and error.
Cool.
Part of learning.
Cool. How about a demo?
Sure. That'd be
all
great.
Right, let's do it. So, Kevin, how about a demo?
Sure. So here I'm going to demonstrate our Enterprise Portfolio Simulator, and that way we can get a feel of what we've developed here, what technologies we've used, and kind of a little bit about what business problems we're also solving with this. And one of the things we'll see now is we have a very easy-to-navigate user interface, and we have developed this particularly in ASP.NET, and we'll also look at some of the Silverlight parts that we've developed. But as I said before, we are a bolt-on to Microsoft Project Server. What that means is we've created a link to Server, but here in our Enterprise Portfolio Simulator application, we've created a playground where a user can do any kind of experimentation or what-if on their portfolio of projects. So what we're seeing here is simply a project repository. These are all projects that are on the Microsoft Project Server that we've linked back to. And now we're in a safe sandbox where we can do any kind of experimenting here in order to evaluate how our portfolio is going to perform in the future. So if I can go look at some portfolios, we'll see, okay, now I have a view of just some portfolios, and the great thing here is we can create any number of portfolios and add projects to them. Here we see that we've got maybe a current portfolio, we have some different exercises, we're experimenting perhaps with different project combinations, and what we want to do is be able to understand what is going to yield the best value for our particular organization. And where the really powerful part of a simulation tool like this is in the rapid what-if and scenario building capabilities. So if I were to then go to look at scenarios, we can quickly see that I have created here a number of scenarios. We could rapidly create more, and what that allows the business customer to do is to understand which projects they should be working on, when they should be working on them, what resources are going to be needed to do them, and then be able to do any kind of what-if games in a safe sandbox environment. And that's what I can then run simulations on. So what we've created here is if I choose one of these scenarios and do save and run, now on the server side, we're actually running a simulation of our projects. And I've ran some of these scenarios already, and we can see that one's now done on the server. And I've created multiple options for different what-ifs. Some of these then may contain maybe some different hiring schemes. What if I hired more developers or managers or testers to get the work done that needs to be done? Or, and here we can look at maybe one of our Silverlight views, we can start to say, well, what if I don't do all the projects in my portfolio? I can do some experiments around excluding some projects. I can do some experiments around maybe even delaying projects into the future. Any kind of rapid what-ifs are easily achievable here in our Enterprise Portfolio Simulator tool. Then the great thing is once I've done running multiple scenarios, I have a reporting suite available where I can do comparisons of multiple different futures in different portfolios in order to understand what's going to get my projects done on time, what's going to maximize my investment, what's going to maximize my return, and who do I need on staff in my resources to get those done. So rapidly we can compare multiple scenarios side by side in my browser, and here we are now in a Silverlight application. So if I want to compare one option with another, I can simply check two different options. And then we can look here in this particular report, we're looking at some timelines. And I can compare, well, what is the result of a project between one option and another? In this case, we just did a simple what-if around not having enough resources. One has more resources available and thus got done sooner, and another one had fewer resources, and it took longer to get the work done. We can rapidly understand the impact of resource constraints on our projects. We can also rapidly visualize what resources I need to get the work done and when I need to get them done across an entire portfolio, including any kind of what-if scenarios. So in this case, I'm simply looking at resource requirements over time. I'm looking, in this case, at my developers, and I'm understanding how many developers are required to get that whole portfolio of work done. And if I want to, I can look at different resolutions. I can see, well, based on different projects, I can see, well, this is my project one. I need 3 units in this particular time period in April of 2011. I can also then, if I want to, I can compare my different scenarios to each other. What are my resource requirements? How are they different based on different volumes of work or different factors that might impact my timings of my projects?
And this is a view that's built on top of a model that was built up on the server.
Exactly. Yep. The model was created actually in Microsoft Project Server, because we just simply bring in that information in order to build a model that you or most of our customers already have in Microsoft Project Server. And then we allow extra information to be added. There's extra risk information that can be added if desired, around uncertainty around how long it might take to get key phases done, some uncertainty around whether projects will be successful. That's really typical in a lot of industries, like the movie industry. You know, they might start working on a movie and it might get canceled, those kinds of things. We can take in all those kinds of risk factors into account across an entire portfolio of projects, and then understand, looking out strategically into the future, what resources are going to be required to get that work done, and two, what kind of financial backing we might need, what kind of budgets we might need to get that work done, and if we're going to exceed our budget. And if we are going to exceed our budget, you know, what's the probability of exceeding our budget in any given time? So we're starting to look at a more predictive analytical view of our portfolio of projects.
So thanks very much today for your help today. We'll see you next time.